Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
Fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, brand new week. And boy, what a great weekend. A great weekend of football. Did you watch any of the football games? The wild card weekend, I guess they call it. I thought it was so much fun. And it took you up and down the emotional roller coaster, depending on who you were rooting for. And the only team I was actually rooting for, and it's not really rooting for, I was rooting against Bill Belichick and New England. I absolutely... and I was so excited when the Patriots went down to... proving that once again there is a God. I really believe that there is a God. And now of course everybody's going to be speculating on is Tom Brady coming back. I could care less. Will Bill Belichick be coming back? I don't know. Also, there was plenty to talk about on the international stage. Want to remind you that we got a packed show today. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us just after 10 o'clock. Also, Sam Peters. In fact, I think the last time Sam Peters was on, he was on with Wyatt Cox. Yes. And Wyatt, you tell me from the other side of the glass, there in beautiful downtown Ely. Nice guy.
Lots of support up here. He's been up here a lot.
You know, that's weird. And I guess if you're going to win CD4, you better be going to Ely and to Mesquite and to some of these places along the way outside of Clark County, that you better be ready to travel.
Yeah, well, you know, he was up here for the White Pine County Fair. He was up, he's done at least once a town hall up here. He's planning another. He's going to be up here for the Lincoln Day breakfast.
And by the way, you got your tickets, right?
I got my ticket. White Pine, go to brownpapertickets.com and search for White Pine Lincoln Day breakfast. There's an interesting story on that, and I think I can tell it on the air because I don't think it's confidential. They tried to go to Eventbrite, and because they are raffling off a gun, Eventbrite told them to go away.
Oh.
So they're doing it on Brown Paper Tickets, brownpapertickets.com.
Good. Good. So,
That's
screw those people at Eventbrite.
I mean,
and all moralistic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all these people who are so afraid of guns.
Pow, pow, pow!
They just they don't get it.
Well, and here's the other thing, it was guns in the hands of good guys that there in Tarrant County,
exactly,
in Texas, saved not just one or two lives, but countless lives, maybe hundreds of lives. There were 248 people in that church and a guy with a long gun.
You know, I mean, I don't get how these people... Well, it's like Elizabeth Warren questioning all of this business with the president and his... You know, all these people...
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.
It is. These people are nuts.
Now they are. They are.
They are absolutely.
And now, you've got it even. And by the way, but that is true that Sam Peters was up. He's been up in your studio a number of times, and just the nicest guy.
And we have three CD4 candidates who have committed to coming to the Lincoln Day Breakfast.
And they are?
And I don't know who all of them are, but I know Sam Peters is one of them. I'm pretty sure Lisa Song Sutton is going to be coming up, and I'm pretty sure Jim Marchant is going to be coming up.
Okay. So that's three right there.
That's three right there, and I'm sure there will be candidates for other offices, maybe not declared, but they will be here.
No, I love that. I love that. I want to get to the audio soundbites. By the way, Sam Peters will join us at 10:30, and I'll find out what he thinks of what's going on in Iran, in Iraq, and are we on the brink of war? And was the president justified in killing Qasem Soleiman? We'll get to all of that coming up about 10:30. Victor Jakes is going to join us at 10 o'clock. And Victor Jakes.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Now, come on. We may be on the brink of war, and you want to make fun of it. That's horrible. Even Ricky Gervais wouldn't do that.
After what he did this weekend, who knows?
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's a statement of fact, you know? That's what we just did.
We got to see if somewhere in the archives or in the YouTube world, there's a clip or two that doesn't have to be bleeped of Ricky Gervais.
I think I can find that for you.
At his monologue last night where, man, I tell you, he went right after the Hollywood elite.
Were you watching an award show?
Yeah.
You were?
It's the only one I will watch because the Golden Globes is a fun one.
Yeah.
And it's the fun one. And Ricky Gervais was just laid him out. I mean, it was scorched earth policy. I mean, it was really that good. I mean, no, it really was. I need to get to a break. I'm running way late, and I apologize, but Wyatt and I decided to have some fun today on a Monday.
Oh, we get to talking, you know.
No, and it's good. But coming up, Chris Murphy was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, and the Soleimani killing, was it justified? Was it legal? A key member of the United States Senate will weigh in on that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Nevada Talk Network family, you've heard me talking about my MyPillow and MyPillow Premium Pillows, and all of the great deals you can find by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener specials. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA, MyPillow premium pillows, washable and dryable. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and use my promo code USA and get the best sleep of your life. Mike Lindell guarantees it.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time. Your Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk. Making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
By the way, speaking of the Golden Knights, I was torn on Saturday because my team has always been. In fact, I got checks from the St. Louis Blues. I worked for the St. Louis Blues organization back in the day when I did play-by-play of their minor league team in Kansas City. So my checks had St. Louis Blues Hockey Club on there. And ever since, I've always been a big Blues fan. I fly into St. Louis twice a year, three times a year, to go see the Blues. I come in another three or four times to come see the Cardinals. But I will tell you, I was torn, but it was an amazing comeback for the Golden Knights. And an amazing collapse by the Blues. You got to hope that this won't set them off, in some nefarious way. I want to remind you that Real Water is simply awesome, but I you probably know that already. It's special because it's infused with negative ions. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Now, you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. That's 702-381-1217, or go to Real, well, in fact, you can go to my website if you want, kevinwallradio.com, click on the Real Water logo. It's that simple. Okay, I always promise you on Monday that we let you do what you want to do on Sunday. You can sleep in, you can go to brunch with your family or friends. You can really do whatever you want on Sunday morning. You don't have to be watching those crazy Sunday morning chat shows. You don't have to do that. No. because we'll watch them for you. For instance, yesterday on Face the Nation, Chris Murphy is a senator from Connecticut. He's a Democrat. Is the Qasem Soleimani killing justified? And more importantly, is it legal? Listen to this.
I spoke with the former Obama administration DHS secretary, Jay Johnson. I'm sure you know him. Yep. He used to be general counsel at the Pentagon. And he said this: direct engagement of a senior military official of another nation is harder to justify under the AUMF, which is your argument. But having said that, under existing Office of Legal Counsel opinions, it's plain the president had constitutional authority to use lethal force against General Soleimani as vital national interests were implicated. Therefore, no congressional authorization was required. As a former Pentagon lawyer, a Democrat. Why is he wrong?
So in this case, the president has the burden of explaining to the American public and to Congress why the strike against Qasem Soleimani was necessary to prevent future attacks against the United States. There is a general understanding that to prevent future attacks, imminent attacks, you can take action without Congress. The contention here is that by assassinating a high-level Iranian official, that you are actually going to inspire and create more attacks against the United States, not actually prevent those attacks. And so that's the burden of proof that he has.
By imminent, they meant ongoing. Qasem Soleimani was always targeting U.S. interests.
Right.
Right? So it was always...
So if that's the case, that isn't an imminent attack. If this is just the same set of threats that have existed to the United States personnel in the region for the last 7 years,
right,
then in that case, then the administration absolutely has the responsibility to come and get an authorization from Congress before taking action against a sovereign nation.
You know, there are a lot of people listening who will hear that and say, yes, particularly in the military, that'd be great if Congress did something about the AUMF. But look, they haven't. Because when they get their own party's leader in the Oval Office, no one wants to do something that's actually going to constrain the powers of the executive.
Right. But listen, the president is bound by what Congress gives him the authority to do. The framers of the Constitution didn't give him the ability to start a war just because it was hard to get authorization from Congress. The framers wanted us to have the power because they were worried about exactly what's going on now. The president, by pulling out of the Iran deal, has set into
motion. This is an AUMF from 2002.
Right.
There was the entire Obama administration. You're saying the reason nothing was updated to this point is what?
The risk is much greater today, right? When President Trump came into office, he set into motion a series of blind escalatory measures with Iran that now have us on the precipice of war. And if he is contemplating taking future military action against a broad set of threats to the American public, then he has the responsibility to come to Congress.
And he'll veto any authorization, if there was one, that's put in legislation and sent to his desk. You know that.
Well, again, he can't act without authorization from Congress unless he's responding to an imminent threat. And he has the responsibility now to prove to us that this was, in fact, an imminent threat. Again, the worry here is ultimately this is going to get more Americans killed. And the very fact that we are watching the Iraqis expel the United States from Iraq so that we can't carry out the fight against ISIS, right, which is in many ways a more grave threat to American interests in the region
than
Iran,
final decision,
than Iran is. I think it is proof that this ultimately may accrue to the detriment of American national security interests.
That's Chris Murphy from Connecticut, a Democrat member of the United States Senate. He will be, by the way, one of the so-called jurors in any impeachment trial of the president. We'll find out about that. The guy that is the leader of the U.S. Senate on the Democrat side, Chuck Schumer, was on with, George Stephanopoulos. And that the president has brought us closer to war with Iran. Here it is.
I worry that the actions the president took will get us into what he calls another endless war in the Middle East. He promised we wouldn't have that, and I think we're closer to that now because of his actions. Look, there are so many questions that are unanswered, that have to be answered, among them at the top of the list. What do we know Iran has in its range of retaliations, and how are we going to prepare for them? And let's face it, this president has made a mess of foreign policy. North Korea, they're much stronger than they were when he started. In Syria, he messed up. Every encounter he has with Putin, he loses. And so I am really worried, and that is why Congress must assert itself. I don't believe the president has authority to go to war in Iraq without congressional...
You just heard Secretary Pompeo. Okay. He said they do.
Well, I don't believe that, and I think Congress and I will do everything I can to assert our authority. We do not need this president either bumbling or impulsively getting us into a major war. And the reason the Founding Fathers said Congress had to okay it is because that's a check on a president who is doing so many wrong things. His foreign policy has been erratic and unsuccessful thus far. I worry it still is.
You heard Secretary Pompeo say that what they've been doing is cleaning up the mess in Iran left by President Obama. You were initially against the Iran nuclear agreement.
Yeah. But the bottom line is very simple here. President Bush, hardly a dove. President Obama had the opportunity to take out Soleimani. They didn't. We don't know the reasons that it had to be done now. They don't seem very clear. The document they sent us last night is very unsatisfying as to that, even though I can't talk about it.
Which is unusual.
And very. Whatever they're doing is unusual here. There was no consultation. Every other president I've served under, the leaders are called ahead of time and at least let know what they do. And again, the Founding Fathers wanted Congress. They gave Congress the war powers, the war-making authority, because they wanted a check on the executive. This executive seems to have no check. And again, he's been erratic and unsuccessful in almost every previous foreign policy endeavor. This one is the most dangerous of all. We need Congress to be a check on this president.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
Oh, God. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. I love adventures. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, oh, I just love this. Mike Pompeo made the round of the Sunday shows. He was on multiple Sunday shows, maybe all of them for all I know, and gave the administration's rationale for the killing of Qasem Soleimani. We'll let you hear from Mike Pompeo. That's all coming up. Stick around. We got so much to do today. Oh, and don't forget, Victor Jakes joins us top of the hour. Three-time week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Sam Peters, running for Congress in CD4. He joins us at 10:30. Busy, busy day as we continue live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Taco Time's awesome sauce burrito is just $1.99. It's totally sawsome.
See what I did there?
Made with real food, real fast. We load it with seasoned ground beef, refried beans, rich and creamy cheese sauce, and our world-famous Mexi fries. Time to customize. Pick your sauce, boss. Choose original, green, or blazing five alarm. Whatever your style, grab your awesome sauce burrito and go the extra mile for just $1.99. Only at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking stories. First, the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan is reportedly stepping aside. Ambassador John Bass has been running U.S. diplomacy in Kabul for about 2 years. One report says his departure has been long planned. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's chief of staff is stepping down at the end of the month. Eric Schoening is the latest high-profile departure from the Trump administration. In a statement, Esper says he's been grateful for Schoening's professionalism, judgment, and leadership. An Iranian lawmaker now calling for an $80 million bounty on President Trump's head. That member of parliament issuing the threat during funeral services for General Qasem Soleimani in Tehran today, Trump having ordered last week's airstrike that killed that top commander. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The first weekend of the new year sees the defending cup champion already back on track. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
The Daytona 500. Be here on February 16th to witness the biggest race of the year, where one driver will make history as a Daytona 500 champion. Be here to feel the power that takes your breath away and brings you to the edge of your seat, and to experience the thrill of one of the greatest events in sports and one of the most iconic events in the world. This is the Daytona 500. Tickets are available now at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Do you have a car, truck, boat, or other vehicle that's seen better days, but you're not sure what to do with it? Turn your clunker into a chunk of change in support of children's healthcare initiatives when you donate it to the NASCAR Foundation. It's simple and free. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to have your vehicle towed and auctioned off. You get a tax deduction, and the NASCAR Foundation gets the proceeds. Put your vehicle to good use for the kids by donating it today. Call 844-NASCAR-9 today. That's 844-NASCAR-9.
Kyle Busch will compete in his first Rolex 24-hour IMSA sports car race at Daytona International Speedway later this month. Busch participated in the Roar Before the 24 test session this past weekend with his AIM Vassar Sullivan Lexus GT3 team and says it went well, except for one close call.
Yeah, there was one time going into three, there was a faster LM car that threw it in on the bottom. And I was just going to kind of roll the second lane on the outside, and he just kept washing out. And, you know, I had to swerve to get out of the way because I wasn't sure I was going to get body slammed or not.
The Rolex 24 at Daytona is set for January 25th and 26th. For more on the test session, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. or call 775-293-1875.
Hi, Anderson. I'm ready for my interview. Are you ready? Well, let's go. They call me AOC. It's special to be me. I'm fantastic, so enthusiastic. I have a green new deal.
I just absolutely love it. AOC is going after the president and the administration for the killing of Soleimani. How can you justify that guy living one more breath with all of the bad stuff he's done?
Pow, pow, pow!
It's incredible to me. Absolutely incredible. Unless you wanted to do the Saddam Hussein thing. Yeah. You know, and take the guy to trial and do all that stuff and then hang him. Maybe that was an option. I don't know. Anyway, the Scorched Earth Policy Department has a piece of audio that I want you to hear. I got to tell you, Ricky Gervais was Absolutely amazing. They did something weird, and I may have missed the explanation, that he was reading off of cards all night. He wasn't reading off of a teleprompter. And I'm not exactly sure why. That may have been a part of his monologue that I missed. I got in with about 5 minutes to go. But he was amazing. Here is Ricky Gervais last night. The Golden Globes, it is the only award show that I watch because it's just more entertaining. And maybe I'll be interested to see what the ratings are like for the Golden Globes. But it is the one where it's not stodgy. It's not, there is politics in there. I think Patricia Arquette or somebody else got a little opinionated. But here was Ricky Gervais, very funny, but very pointed in his commentary last night. Here it is.
Thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. NBC clearly don't care either, fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello. Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they've no idea what Twitter is. So I got offered this gig by fax. So let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no, shush. It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of the camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year... It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood Foreign Press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So... We were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. Maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this, okay? Spoiler alert, season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here, in your own plane, didn't you? Right, but seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean... That'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one, then. All the best actors have jumped.
to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No. No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree, although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? Tiny. Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. Look. It was. It was great. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long, Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So, even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate, you know. You're nearly 50, son. The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play, because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her... Furball. She's old school. It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So... It's already 3 hours long. Right, let's do the first award. The first award.
I just love that. Ricky Gervais, I think, was so funny. And a lot of people don't know that he was a part of The Office, the English variety, that's where I first saw him, and he was just absolutely amazing. But Ricky Gervais is just one of the funniest guys out there. I hope it's not his last time doing the Golden Globes. Because he was amazing last night. And it's weird. He did a lot of it off of cards, not off a teleprompter, which I found a little interesting. And I'm not quite sure why. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we'll get back to the audio sound bites. I promised you that I would let you hear what I would call justification from the Trump administration. Mike Pompeo... I think he did all the Sunday shows. I think. No, he did. He did Chuck Todd. He did State of the Union. He was on with Maria Bartiromo. I mean, this guy was everywhere yesterday. He really was. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Take this opportunity to thank Kevin Wall for giving the world the wake-up call it so badly needs.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid. Contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm alive.
My thanks to Madonna and Blanca and, I mean, there's so many people to thank today. I'm kind of in my award show mode. After watching 3 hours plus of, the Golden Globes last night. It's just really good. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare. offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You could do it right now, in fact, on your smartphone. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Just call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or, in fact, you can use your cell phone right now, your smartphone. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Yeah, it's that simple. That's how simple this whole thing is. Anyway, I promise you I'd let you hear the administration's view of this. You've heard from Chuck Schumer and others. But Mike Pompeo made the rounds of the Sunday shows, and he was on, let's see, this one is from Chuck Todd and Meet the Press. Mike Pompeo, cut six, by the way. This is Mike Pompeo defends the decision to take down Qasem Soleimani.
Why are you confident that they've already promoted his deputy? The Ayatollah's already, you know, basically, you know, pumped this guy up, his replacement. Why are you convinced if there is an imminent operational attack getting put together against American interests, why are you convinced that taking out Soleimani has done anything to stop it?
We would have been culpably negligent had we not taken this action. The American people would have said that we weren't doing the right thing to protect and defend American lives. President Trump has been crystal clear.
Is it that imminent? Is the threat, is what the attacks he was putting together so imminent and so big it would have been seen as that kind of negligence?
We made the right decision. There's lots of intelligence. You've seen some of it's out in the public, right? The death of the American on December 27th. We had intelligence on the go-forward basis of risk as well. The president made the right decision. We will reduce risk. I think General Milley said, is there still risk of attack? Of course there is. There's a tremendous risk. Right. And we're doing everything we can to make sure that we take that down and protect American lives. That's the mission set. When the president laid out his national security strategy 3 years ago, this is all in the context of a larger American strategy to create peace and stability in the Middle East. A key element of that is taking down Qasem Soleimani, who has been such a destabilizing force in the region for so long.
Okay, so was the justification in that he's been this destabilizing force in the region for so long, or was the justification this imminent threat?
Chuck, it's never one thing. You've been at this a long time. The American mm-hmm. people are smart, too. It's never one moment. It's never one instance. It's a collective. It's a full situational awareness of risk and analysis. And I am confident, and the intelligence community presented us a set of facts that made clear that the risk from doing nothing exceeded the risk of taking the action that we took. And we made the right decision. We protected and defended the American people. And as President Trump has said repeatedly, as he tweeted again just last night, we will continue to take all actions necessary to preserve and protect and defend America.
Can you confidently say America is safer today?
Absolutely.
How do you square that statement with the fact that we're bringing, you're advising American citizens essentially to leave the region, if particularly Iraq? We have the Homeland Security Department bracing Americans for cyber attacks, saying that, you know, we know the Iranians have been through our infrastructure. It is likely to happen and there won't be a warning from it. It doesn't sound like we're safer today after this.
Yeah, Chuck, we're definitely safer today. 100% certainty that America is safer today.
Then why did we put out that warning after the Soleimani? I mean, we do expect retaliations against American citizens now, correct?
Chuck, you're concentrating on the second and the moment. President Trump is focused deeply on keeping Americans safe over the long haul. Preserving, protecting, defending America is the mission that we have. It may be that there's a little noise here in the interim and that the Iranians make the choice to respond. I hope that they don't. President Trump has made clear what we will do in response if they do, that our response will be decisive and vigorous, just as it has been so far. But we're going to take all actions necessary, not only in Iraq, but throughout the region, to protect American citizens, as well as my diplomats and service members who are serving overseas. We're always going to do the right thing to protect America, and I am confident that the decision we made to take down this terrorist, this designated terrorist who had inflicted so much harm over such an extended period, was the right course of action to reduce risk to America.
Okay. The last word today is going to go to Chris Van Hollen. Chris Van Hollen is a senator from Maryland on why Democrats doubt the Trump explanation for killing Qasem Soleimani. Listen, this is cut eight, by the way. Chris Van Hollen from Maryland.
I think we learned the hard way, Chris, in Iraq, in the Iraq war, that administrations sometimes manipulate and cherry pick intelligence to further their political goals. That's what got us into the Iraq war. There was no WMD.
Let me interrupt. I understand that that's happened in the past. Are you saying it's happening now?
I'm saying that they have an obligation to present the evidence. They did not notify the Gang of Eight. The one opportunity they had just 2 days ago to brief senior staff at the top secret level, they provided no evidence to support their claim of an imminent threat. Look, everybody knows that Soleimani was a very bad, despicable guy. There's no debate there. But the claim of an imminent threat, they have not supported. And what we do know is this dramatic escalation is now putting Americans at greater risk. In fact, Secretary Pompeo's own State Department, right after these attacks, urged Americans to leave Iraq. So obviously, they thought it was a more dangerous situation there the day after than the day before. And as you've just reported, we sent 4,000 additional troops to Iraq. This from a president claiming he wants to get out of wars in the Middle East.
All right, but there's no question, and you certainly would agree, that Soleimani was our enemy. He had been responsible, directly or indirectly, for the death of hundreds of American soldiers during the Iraq war. There's no question that he wasn't taking a vacation as he was traveling around the Middle East this last week. He was making more plans for terror attacks, spreading Iran's malign influence. Why not kill him?
Well, because you have to look at what the consequences are, right? We don't go around killing all the very bad people in the world. We have President Trump embracing Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, who's got a lot of blood on his hands. He's responsible for the death of Otto Warmbier, an American citizen. And yet he's getting love letters from the President of the United States. So the question is, do we further our interests by killing Soleimani? And everything we've seen is we've actually increased the risks of war dramatically. We put Americans at greater threat, and we seem to have accomplished Soleimani and the Iranians' main goal, which is to undermine our influence and support in Iraq. We now have the top Iraqi leadership, the president and the prime minister, condemning the United States action. We have parliament meeting to talk about expelling U.S. forces. What was Soleimani's main goal in Iraq? It was to get the Americans out, to undermine our influence. So we seem to have accomplished what Soleimani was trying to do but couldn't. So in death, he's actually accomplished his goal. That turns back U.S. interests in the region.
It is amazing how Democrats see this so differently than Republicans. Republicans like Lindsey Graham. We'll let you hear from him a little bit later on in the show. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us in studio. So will Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in CD4. We'll find out how he would operate as a congressman. That's all coming up live and local now.